USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
More than a million people in Louisiana are still without power, according to Governor John Bel Edwards. He said Monday evening that electricity is practically non-existent for most people in southeast Louisiana and that 25,000 linemen are in the state working to restore power. Regional supplier Entergy says that it could be up to 3 weeks before power could be restored to some of the hardest hit areas by the storm. The company estimates that 90% of its customers would see power restored sooner. The Louisiana Department of Health has also confirmed that a second person has died in the storm. The department said in a Monday evening tweet that a man drowned in his vehicle when he tried to drive through floodwaters near I-10 in New Orleans. And the European Union has proposed new travel restrictions that could severely restrict travel for unvaccinated Americans. The body passed a non-binding resolution Monday that would remove the U.S. from a list of countries whose citizens can visit member states without additional coronavirus restrictions. This is USA Radio News.
Learn how thousands of smart homeowners are investing about a dollar to avoid expensive home repair bills. John, a former non-customer, said, "My air conditioner broke and I had to spend $1,900 to fix it." Jeff, a customer, wrote, "My air conditioner broke and I got a new one at no out-of-pocket cost." Mary, a former non-customer, wrote, "My heating system stopped running. I had to spend $3,000 to get a new one." Lisa, a customer, wrote, "My heater stopped working. I got it fixed at no out-of-pocket cost." For about $1 a day, you can have all the major appliances and systems in your home guaranteed fixed or replaced with HSC's home warranty coverage. Call now, and the first month is free. If the lines are busy, please call back.
Call now, 800-238-9182, 800-238-9182, 800-238-9182. Again, that's 800-238-9182.